WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
William Somerset Maugham was a prodigious writer. His selected works are contained in no less than 35 volumes. In 1948, when he'd already written over 100 short stories and scores of novels and plays, four of the British author's short stories were adapted for the screen. The film was called Quartet. It's now available on home video. Critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Quartet is one of the most entertaining anthology films ever made. Its four stories are certainly diverse ones, but they obviously share the sensibility of their author, William Somerset Maugham. At the time of the film's release, Maugham had moved beyond his early classy cult status to become a hugely popular best-selling author. At the same time, his standing in the literary world had begun to slip. Critics were accusing him of coasting, of writing little more than well-crafted soap operas. In a fascinating touch, Maugham himself introduces Quartet and uses the opportunity to address his critics.
Fact and fiction are so intermingled in my work that now, looking back, I can hardly distinguish one from the other. In my 20s, the critics said I was brutal. In my 30s, they said I was flippant. In my 40s, they said I was cynical. In my 50s, they said I was competent. And then in my 60s, they said I was superficial. I went my own way with a shrug of the shoulders, following the path I had traced and trying with my work to fill out the pattern of life that I had made for myself.
As for the stories themselves, they're entertaining little anecdotes, stories whose sentiments might best be described as Graham Greene crossed with O. Henry. In the first and best of them, a story called The Facts of Life, a young tennis player is about to embark on a tournament to be held in Paris. Before he leaves, his stuffy father gives him some advice.
Well, I don't want to play the heavy father, but this is the first time you've been abroad on your own, and I wouldn't like you to get in a mess.
Well, don't worry, I won't.
No, that's right. Now, look, Nicky, when I was your age, my father gave me three bits of advice, and I've lived up to them ever since, and I hope you will. The first is gambling. Don't gamble, whatever anybody else may do. The second is money. Don't lend money, not in any circumstances. And the third is women. Don't have anything to do with women. Now then, if you lay off those three things, you won't go far wrong, so be a good boy and try and remember.
No, I did. I won't forget, I promise.
That's right.
Gee, guess what three things the son becomes involved in? He gambles, he lends money, and he romances a French woman who gazes at him on the tennis court and says, "Ooh, you look so good in your tennis shorts." Each story in Quartet was overseen by a different director, no big names, and the stars aren't exactly luminous. The best known is probably Dirk Bogarde, who plays a callow playboy pianist in an adaptation of The Alien Corn. But taken together, the stories in Quartet take you back to a time when Maugham's rather overwrought realism represented the height of dramatic frankness. Seen today, Quartet seems almost romantic in its universe of civility and privilege. Other new video cassette releases include Broadcast News, the zippy, satirical look at TV news, starring William Hurt, Holly Hunter, and Albert Brooks. James L. Brooks wrote it and directed it, and the dialogue has a snap that recalls an earlier era in filmmaking. There's also Frantic, director Roman Polanski's rather awkward attempt at a Hitchcock-style thriller. It stars Harrison Ford as an American doctor in Paris. He's attending a medical convention, his wife gets kidnapped, there's something about a complicated spy plot, you know, the usual sort of thing. Among older movies, your best bet is Roman Holiday, the 1953 romantic comedy directed by William Wyler. It stars Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck. Hepburn plays a teenage princess who runs away to Rome. Gregory Peck is the impeccable reporter who chaperones her. Never has a career in journalism looked so rewarding.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.